I don't know if you saw Steven when he was real young, but is there any difference between this Steven Jackson at 29 as opposed to the one when he first came into this league? I mean, is he like defying Father Time here?
Well, I was obviously aware of Steven. I didn't, certainly monitor like I do now, but what I've seen the last couple weeks, if it was any better than that, I mean, that's just, off the charts. I mean, just the guy's just a workhorse. He's playing at a really high level. He's doing so much for us, and we're thrilled we have him.
And because of this, are you less likely to go to kind of a shared back situation? Is Steven kind of getting a few more of the carries now?
Or? Well, one of the things we wanted to do early in the season was share time with him, keep him fresh. I think that's helped out. This time of year, you kind of go and you go with a hot hand. He has that. We certainly have plays for the other guys, but when he's running the way he's running, it's hard to take him off the field.
Well, Coach, can that kind of be the model of how you utilize a workhorse running back at Steven's level, where maybe you pace him a little bit early in the year? Can that kind of be the model in the future?
I think so. I know we had success with that in New York. Coach Boo had success with that in Atlanta a little bit. You just spell those guys some early in the year, and their bodies feel a lot better when you get into late November, get into December. Again, this is the time of year you got to be able to run the football to have a chance. And again, I think that we're hopefully seeing the results of us resting them a little bit.
I suppose it'll be another game day decision on Amendola that he'll have to persuade you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's hard to keep off the field. He loves to play, but I know he's doing everything he can to get back. And he made a couple great plays for us last week to help us kind of ignite us in that second quarter.
Lance has had some big moments. Does he have the physical characteristics and the mental toughness to be an elite tight end one day in this league?
I think he does. I think, most people want to put tight ends into one of two boxes. They're either a pass catcher or they're a blocking tight end. Lance is what I would say a guy that can do both really, really well. So he might not ever get mentioned with, the guys who are going to catch 90 balls a year, but, I mean, is that really being a tight end? This guy's a great football player. He blocks at the point of attack better than probably anybody in the league. For a guy that weighs 245 pounds, that's really impressive. So, in my opinion, he's got a chance to be an elite player. He's still a young player. He's getting better. Rob Boris is doing a great job with him, and, again, we expect to watch him grow throughout the years.
Coach, what's been different since the Jet game tournament?
Yeah, again, I think it just comes down to execution. Again, you got Danny laying out last week for a great play down the boundary. It's guys making plays. It's a little bit of everything. We've always had them in the plan. They had a substitution last week. 31 had to come in the game. They took one of their corners out. We saw that, knew they were playing a lot of man-to-man, so we immediately took the shot on him. And again, Sam made a good throw, and Chris made the play. But it comes down to execution. And the one this week would be hard because they do a great job of stopping explosives, but we'll try to dial them up and see what happens.
Brian, that Alden Smith's been on a tear. I think he got a couple of sacks against you guys. So how do you slow that guy down? Nobody seems to have the formula.
Well, hopefully he doesn't dress, but I think that since he's probably going to dress, he's hard to slow down. They do a great job. I mean, we know that. He's hot. I think him and Smith working in tandem together on the same side, they do a great job. But you can't fall asleep on the other side either. So you try to know where he is, and you have a plan for him. But again, great players are going to try to find a way to show up. So if we can neutralize it a little bit, that'd be a good thing.
When you play a team so close together, how does that affect game planning at all? Do you necessarily, can you go back to everything that worked, or do you figure they're going to be ready?
Well, no, I mean, they're a defense that they do what they do. They don't adjust very much. They don't have to because they're really good. We're certainly going to adjust some things based off things that we saw. Will there be some carryover? Yeah, sure, we'll have a little bit of carryover. But, we're going to tweak some things and try to show them some different things. But, again, when you play a defense like this, where they're going to be because they only do a certain number of things, but they do them really, really well. And so you just got to – it comes down to execution.
I want to ask you about Matthew Mulligan, too, and just what, as a role player, what contributions he's made.
Well, again, Molly does a great job in so many aspects, special teams. We move him around, put him in a lot of different spots. He's really a powerful blocker, but again, he's got I think he's got the one touchdown, maybe two this year, and they tease him about that. They say all Molly does is catch touchdowns, but a really, really good role player. He knows his role, physical, and plays Ram football, and plays physical and hard and to the whistle.
What are the subtle things that Scott Wells brought back?
Well, again, I think, obviously there's a quickness factor there. I mean, the thing about Scott, you see him, he's a little bit undersized for most centers in the league, but boy, is he quick. He's explosive. He gets on people. And again, I think that gives you so much in terms of the run game of capturing your target in the pass game, trying to pass off games and stunts like that. So it was great to have him back. And again, you know, being able to move Rob Turner back over to guard helped us because it was a pretty seamless transition because the calls were in there and they're working together. So it's nice to have him back. And, you know, I thought he played very well last week. And again, as he gets more and more comfortable and confident being out there, I think it'll get even better.
Is it a maintenance thing with him this week, just kind of like backing him off?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, he's looked good again. You know, it's one of those deals you're just going to kind of monitor some of the older guys and get him to Sundays.